anniversary. This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Sam Smith, what's up?
Morena, Geneva.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God.
Morena, Geneva.
You're on the yellow one. You're usually on the blue.
I'm swapping things around.
You're swapping it around. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So what are you looking forward to for 2018, my friend?
Oh, that's a good question. In regards to,
just something cool that you're like, yeah, I'm into that.
Oh, well, I'm just looking forward to another year and seeing what happens and all the good music that'll come out, no doubt.
Yes, yeah. Because you're going to Kumasi, Washington, eh?
Yeah, and Laneway, obviously, looking forward to that.
Oh, great, yes.
And also Big Boy from Outkast is coming. I'm going to that as well. There's lots of good gigs on, so it's just amazing. It's a summer of gigs.
Oh, great. So that's a wonderful thing to look forward to.
It is, yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so...
And we're looking forward to... to this particular album, to end anniversary albums. I know you're really excited about this.
I am.
I deliberately chose this to go out with a bang in 2017.
Oh, this is going to be a chronic bang.
We're looking at Dr. Dre, his debut solo album, The Chronic, which is turning 25, actually last week, exactly. Released in 1992 from the former NWA rapper and producer, of course. So as, Dr. Dre was part of infamous LA gangster rap group NWA in the late 80s and 90s, and they were at the center of that scene which created that hard-edged gangster style of hip-hop on the West Coast.
They didn't muck around, did they?
No, they didn't. And they were embroiled in a lot of controversy, as well as internal disagreement, which led to their demise in 1991 and Dr. Dre leaving the group as well. And with that, he left their label as well, Ruthless, to start his own label, the influential and controversial Death Row Records, which would later become home to the likes of Snoop Dogg and obviously Tupac as well. And after starting the label, he also sat down to produce some music, and that became his solo project, which would become The Chronic. And this became a bit of a seminal album in hip-hop because it is strongly credited with popularizing a new subgenre of hip-hop called G-Funk, which became very popular on the West Coast of America in the 1990s. Now, G-Funk was a style of hip-hop very much rooted in a funk sound and based on a lot of samples from the very, very great group Parliament and also Funkadelic. And it also incorporated multi-layered melodic synth lines. There were lots of slow hypnotic grooves and often deep bass lines as well. There's a bit of a debate around who actually started G-Funk. Many say Dr. Dre did, but then others also say people like Above the Law and also Cold 187 were kind of the originators. I think it's fair to say it was a group of people in Los Angeles and also the Bay Area as well who were experimenting with funk samples and a more funky style of hip-hop at the time in the early 90s. So Dr. Dre on this album, he definitely moved in a completely different direction from what he did with NWA, going down this G-Funk route. This was very much P-Funk beats, samples mixed with sort of whiny synth lines, lots of rolling bass lines. Exactly. Classic G-Funk. A lot more live instrumentation as well. And he also pretty much did everything on this record. He produced it, he wrote the lyrics, he rapped on it, and he also brought in people, new, relatively unknown young rappers like Snoop Dogg.
Who just end up being legends.
And also,
they all just propped each other up, didn't they?
They did. Snoop Dogg was on here, Nate Dogg was on here, Warren G was on here.
Oh my God.
And these were rappers who would go on to release very, famous G-Funk albums around the same time. And this was, he kind of gave them their start on this record.
Ain't nothing but a G-thing, baby.
Precisely. And lyrically, the album as well, in some quarters, did cause a lot of controversy. Remembering at the time, hip-hop was seen by many in conservative quarters to have kind of a bad influence on teenagers and kids. And it was around this time that albums were beginning to have parental advisory stickers printed on the cover.
And was it around the same time as the war on drugs, or was that before?
Well, that was in the 80s, but it was still going on. And also, this album came out within the context of the LA riots, which happened in 1992, and that was a massive event for LA, just this, because that was in response to a black man, I believe his name was Rodney King, who was beaten up by police officers, and this was caught on camera, and it became quite a big news story, and as a result of that, there were these massive riots across the city, and 63 people died, and it went on for a few weeks, and it was quite a seminal event, and this album was very much influenced by what happened in those riots as well.
Of course, yeah.
And also along with that, some of the lyrics had quite sexist and violent representations, while his former NWA group members were also dissed on this record as well, particularly Eazy-E. So with that, we're going to start with track three on the record and the third single released. And this is one of the big hits from the album. It's called Let Me Ride. And it won a Grammy Award for Best Rap Solo Performance. And this is just a classic G-Funk song. Most prominently features a very famous Parliament sample from their track Mothership Connection, Star Child. And it also features guest vocals from Snoop Dogg, Ruben, and Jewel.
Biatch! What happened to baby? You look good now, you carry. Long time I watch you, I want to chat to you. You go on like you don't want to chat to me. So what happened, Drea? Tell me what the fuck I go on now.
Creeping down the back street on D's. I got my Glock cock, cause niggas want these. No sooner as I said it, seems I got sweated by some nigga with a Tech 9 trying to take mine. You wanna make noise, make noise. I make a phone call, my niggas coming like the Gotti boys. Bodies being found on Greenleaf with the fucking heads cut off. Motherfucker, I'm Dre. So listen to the play-by-play, day-by-day. Rolling in my phone with 16 switches. And got sounds for the bitches, cocking all the riches. Got the hollow points for the snitches. So won't you just walk on by, cause I'm too hard to lift. And know this ain't Aerosmith, it's the motherfucking DRE from the CPT. On a riding spree, a straight G. Hop back as I pop my top, you trip. I let the hollow points commence to pop, 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 yeah. Cause if it don't stop, I have to put my shit in reverse. Go back and take another spot, cause I'm
rolling in my 6'4".
With all the niggas saying, just another motherfucking day for Dre, so I begin like this. No medallions, dreadlocks, or black fists. It's just that gangsta glare with gangsta raps. That gangsta shit makes the gangs of snaps. Word to the motherfucking streets. And word to these hyped-ass lyrics and dope beats that I hit you with, that I get you with as I groove in my 4 on D's. Hitting the switches, bitches relax while I get my proper swerve on. Bumping like a motherfucker, ready to get my serve on. But before I hit the dope spot, gotta get the chronic, the Remy Martin and my soda pop. Now smelling like Indonesia. Bus stop full of fly bitches and skeezers. On my dick, cause my 4 won't hit. Pancake front and back, side to side and all that shit. So when I crawl, I comes correct. Now if your bitch in my shit, it's your bitch you check, nigga. Now let the Chevrolet slide as I dip and make a trip to the south side, yeah.
Rolling in my 6'4".
What all the bitches saying? What all the motherfucking bitches saying? Know what I'm saying? Check this out. The sun went down when I hit Slauson. On my way to the strip, now I'm just flossing. Checking my rear view, cause niggas they will do jack moves. Black fools, cause I smack fools. Trying to set me up for a 211. Fuck around and get caught up in a 187. But I don't represent no gangbang. Some niggas like lynching, but I just watch them hang. So on and so on, why don't you let me roll on? I remember back in the days when I used to have to get my stroll on. Did nobody wanna speak? Now everybody peeping out the window when they hear me beating up the street. Is it Dre? Is it Dre? That's what they say every single motherfucking day. Yo, but I ain't tripping, I'm just kicking it. While my D's keep spinning and these hoes keep grinning, I be
rolling in my 6'4".
What everybody's saying. Hell yeah. What everybody's saying.
All you guys are enjoying the anniversary albums for today. It is the Chronic.
Everyone's dancing.
Oh yeah, everyone's dancing in the studio. It's a party in here.
It's a party. I hope you're dancing at home.
All right, we'll be back after this.
The Christmas lights on Franklin Road are quite a sight.
or so I'm told. But nothing can my heart envelop like the love that I've developed. My snow angels wide and go. Oh, I'll be out in a minute.
No, I want to listen. Sing to me.
Well, as it's Christmas.
Give the gift of a new passion for photography this Christmas. ProGear, unparalleled quality at 3 Railway Street, Newmarket, or online at progear.co.nz.
The yellow brick road leads to magical places, like Om, Auckland's own New Year's Eve music and arts 3-day camping festival. Come join the adventure with 4 incredible stages of live and electronic acts featuring our Mikey's own Push Push, DJ T, Scalper, Young Kim, and so much more. Om Festival this December 30th to January 2nd, less than an hour away in sunny South Head. For tickets and full lineup, go to aum.co.nz. The Wizard of Om awaits you.
All the way from Bean Blossom, Indiana, Reverend Patience's Big Damn Band are coming for a super fun night of punk-fueled ragtime, folk, rural blues. If you want to win yourself tickets, just stay tuned to 95BFM all this week. It's that easy.
The devil's right here, doing very well, and it's hard to tell.
95BFM Border Radio presents Reverend Patience's Big Damn Band, February 23rd at the Tuning Fork. Tickets from Ticketmaster.
Life's too short for bad selectors, so improve your musical background with From the Crate. Every Thursday on BFM Breakfast, we'll treat you to a few pieces of delicious wax from Southbound Records. From the Crate, 9:15 every Thursday morning on BFM Breakfast with me, Troy. Thanks to Southbound Records, the largest range of new vinyl in New Zealand at 132 Simon Street and online.
Kia ora koutou ma, no mai whakarongo mai ki te irirangi pōho. My name is Geneva, your host for Morning Glory Mondays, and I'm here with Sam Smith.
Kia ora tātou.
And we're doing anniversary albums, the last one of 2017.
And we're looking at Dr. Dre's The Chronic from 1992.
Yes.
So we're now going to play track number 7 from the album, and this is my personal favourite track from the record. It's called Lil Ghetto Boy, and this one again features Snoop Dogg as a featured vocalist, and it also samples a Donny Hathaway song, a very famous Donny Hathaway song called Little Ghetto Boy, which is what the song is pretty much based around. The main sample in that is straight off that song. It's very instantly recognisable. And it also samples a Gil Scott Heron track called The Get Out of the Ghetto Blues.
So, all of you Africans that know how to do things, that's working for other people, y'all need to open your own business. Save your money, quit paying motherfuckers for Jerry Curls, quit paying motherfuckers for Primes, save your money, start your own business.
Wake up, jumped out my bed. I'm in a two-man cell with my homie Lil Half Dead. Murder was the case that they gave me. Dear God, I wonder can you save me? I'm only 18, so I'm a young buck. It's a ride, if I don't scrap, I'm getting stuck. But that's the life of a G, I guess. Essays way deep, shank two in the chest. Best run, cause brothers is dropping quicker. Too late, damn, down goes another nigga. Bouncing off the walls, throwing them dogs, getting that rep as a young hog. It ain't nothing like the street life. You better be strapped with your shank, cause ain't no fist fight. So I guess I got to handle mine. Since I did the crime, I got to do my time.
On swole, 27 years old, up for parole, stroll. I'm back up on my feet with my mind on the money that I've been making soon as I touch them streets. Things done changed on this side. Remember they used to thump, but now they blast, right? But it ain't no thing to me, cause now I'm what they call a low-ass OG. The
little homies from the hood with grip. All the ones I get with, cause I'm down the set trip. Nigga, I'm bigger than you, so what you wanna do? Didn't know he had a 22. Straight sitting behind his back. I grabbed his pockets and then I heard six caps. I fell to the ground with blood on my hands. I didn't understand how a nigga so young could bust a cap. I used to be the same way back. I guess that's what I get for trying to jack the little homies for they grip.
Me like many things I'm what I see. From the street behind my butt I come to be. Little ghetto boy playing in the ghetto street. What you gonna do when you grow up and have to face responsibility?
For the real OGs to get with. Some facts made, I made. Now you running, but I'm played like every single day. Really though, you know me, I'm the smooth macadamian. Gaming them for my homie. No need being calm if you pack right. And learning just enough to keep your sack right. Late nights, I wonder what they getting for. Early morning on the corners, what they hitting for. Seven young G's, but they served down. In a G-Ride, east side's where they swerve now. Not thinking about what's really going on. Got crept on, stepped on, now they gone. I spent 4 years in the county with none but convicts around me. But now I'm back at the pound and we exposed. Ways for the youth to survive. Some think it's wrong, but we tend to think it's right. So make all them ends you can make. Cause when you're broke, you break. Check it out. So ain't no need for your mama to trip. Cause you's a hustling ass youngster clocking your crib.
Now me follow me, gonna check out you can see. Still I love cheese, but life will always remain to be. A little ghetto boy playing in the ghetto street. What you gonna do when you grow up and have to face responsibility?
Little cheeky flute.
It is a cheeky flute. I love it.
Cheeky little flute.
Of course, now everyone wants flute on their hip hop records.
Oh yeah.
Future, Migos.
Oh, looking at you.
Looking at you, Dr. Dre, laying it down.
The originator of the flute. Flute music. But why don't people have panpipes in their music?
That's a good. Exactly. The panpipe's a great instrument.
Like the spiritual realm of the panpipes.
So good.
Like, come on.
That is one main groove.
Kia ora, everyone. You're tuned into 95BFM. This is Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith. We've been looking at The Chronic from 1992 by Dr. Dre.
And we were just talking during that song about the movie Straight Outta Compton.
Yes, we were.
Great movie.
It was. But we were talking about how it does paint Dr. Dre is in this really
it's
positive
like a godlike
light.
Figure.
Yeah.
I found it very problematic at the end of that film where they kind of basically had an advert for Beats Radio and also Beats by Dre.
Yes.
Which had nothing to do with the film.
But he wouldn't have fronted up the money for the film.
Exactly.
If that wouldn't have been.
And that led to other conversations, which we won't go into.
Well it's the winners who define history, right?
Yeah. Anyway.
Losers in the rap.
Let's play another track.
Yes.
This is the closing track on the album. It's called Bitches Ain't Shit. And this one resembles more of his work with N.W.A. and the whole gangster rap thing. G-Funk is less prominent on this track. And this is pretty much a diss track to his former N.W.A. bandmate, Eazy-E, who unfortunately died of AIDS in, I think it was 1995, and also NWA manager Jerry Heller, who he had fallen out with big time. If you've seen the movie, you'll know all about this, when NWA split. And this, there was a massive feud going on at this time. So he basically wrote a song about it and basically refers to them as bitches in this track.
Woof woof.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Lick on these nuts and suck the dick. Get the fuck out after you're done. Then I hop in my bitch to make a quick run. Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Lick on these nuts.
suck the dick. Get the fuck out of here.
Know a bitch named Merrick Wright. We used to roll around and fuck the hoes at night. Tight than the motherfucker with the gangster beats. And we was ballin' on the motherfucking Compton streets. Peak. The shit got deep and it was out. Number one song after number one song. Long as my motherfucking pockets was fat. I didn't give a fuck where the bitch was at. But she was hanging with a white bitch doing the shit she do. Sucking on his dick just to get a buck or two. And the few ends she got didn't mean nothing. Now she's suing, cause shit that she be doing ain't shit. Bitch can't hang with the streets, she found herself show. So now she taking me to coke. It's real conversation for your ass. So recognize and pass the dance.
Now as I'm rolling with my nigga Dre and Eastwood, fucking hoes clocking dough up to no good. We flip flop and serve hoes like flapjack.
But we don't let them hoes.
Bitch, and it's like that. This is what you look for in a hoe who got cash flow. You run up in them hoes and grab the cash and get your dash on. While you're chilling with your homies and shit, and how my niggas kick the anthem like this.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Make only less than such a dick. Get the fuck out of here.
To the stove to get me a photo. Snoop Doggy Dog page, there must mean mo hoes. So I head down the streets to Long Beach just so I can meet a freak to lick me from my head to my feet. And I'm here now, I'm ready to be done up. Nothing but homies around, so I put my gun up. Bitches on my nuts like clothes. But I'm from the pound and we don't love them hoes. How could you trust a hoe? Cause a hoe's a trick, I don't love them tricks. Cause the trick's a bitch and my dick's constantly in the mouth. Turning them trick assholes the fuck out now.
I once had a bitch named Mandy Mae. Used to be all in them guts like every day. The pussy was the bomb, had a nigga on sprung. I was in love like a motherfucker licking the pearl tongue. The homies used to tell me that she wasn't no good, but I'm the maniac in black, Mr. Snoop Eastwood. So I figured niggas wouldn't trip with mine. Guess what, got dappled by one time. I'm back to the motherfucking county jail. 6 months on my chest, now it's time to bail. I gets released on a hot sunny day. My nigga DOC and my homie Dr. Dre. Scoop in a coupe, Snoop, we got news. Your girl was tricking while you was draping your county blues. I ain't been out a second, and already gotta do some motherfucking chin checking. Move up the blocks as we groove up the blocks. See my girl's house, Drake, past the Glock, kicking the dough. I look on the floor, it's my little cousin Daz, and he fucking my hoe. Yo, I uncock my shit. I'm hard broke, but I'm still low. Man, fuck a bitch.
Bitches ain't shit, but hoes and tricks. Nicks on these nuts and sucks the dick. Get the fuck out of here. Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Nicks on these nuts and sucks the dick. Get the fuck out of here.
Bitches ain't shit, ain't shit.
Bitches ain't shit.
Kia ora everyone. If you've just tuned in, we are looking at The Chronic by Dr. Dre.
That was Bitches Ain't Shit. Can you just imagine the outrage that aspects of middle America would have had when they found their innocent children listening to that music?
Oh, yeah. Also, you were asking about the lady, and the lady who features in the track is like, meow,
yeah,
meow.
That wonderful gospel singing.
So I think her name's Jewel.
Oh, well, yeah. So she featured also on the opening track we played as well, Let Me Ride. Good stuff. What a voice.
Yes. What a voice and yeah. What a diss.
What a diss, yeah.
But yes, we were just talking about how The Chronic must have shaken the suburbs.
Oh, definitely.
Back when it came out.
Charlie,
in 92.
I told you not to listen to that music. That profanity. Those people are saying bitches.
Oh, no. All right. Well, we're going to cut to a little break and then we're going to conclude The Chronic by Dr. Dre for our anniversary albums, our last anniversary albums for 2017. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to this track. This one's going to be a good one.
You like this one.
The yellow brick road leads to magical places, like Om, Auckland's own New Year's Eve music and arts three-day camping festival. Come join the adventure with four incredible stages of live and electronic acts featuring our Mikey's own Push Push, DJ T, Scalper, Young Kim, and so much more. Om Festival this December 30th to January 2nd, less than an hour away in sunny South Head. For tickets and full lineup, go to aum.co.nz. The Wizard of Om awaits you.
The Christmas lights on Franklin Road are quite a sight, or so I'm told. But nothing can my heart envelop like the love that I've developed. My snow angels wide and go.
Oh, I'll be out in a minute.
No, I want to listen. Sing to me.
Well, as it's Christmas.
Give the gift of a new passion for photography this Christmas. ProGear, unparalleled quality at 3 Railway Street, Newmarket, or online at progear.co.nz.
Love your beard, man. Coming along real nice.
Yeah, it's my new Melancholy Forever Macadamia Nut Beard Oil.
Yeah, man, I've been rubbing macadamia nut oil all over my tattoos. Keeps them so moist.
Lit AF. Have you tried rubbing lavender on them?
Nah, but have you tried these new barista socks? They've upped my latte art game so hard.
So lit, yeah. Yeah, I've heard about those. I also use them as a scrunchie to keep my cinnamon bun up nice and high.
Sorry to interrupt, guys, but there's customers waiting. Also, I thought I told you to put these beard nets on. We don't want to have the health department here again. We're getting enough shit about the cracks in the Whanganui clay ceramic latte bowls already.
Yeah, sorry,
boss.
Sorry.
Being a barista isn't as easy as it looks. Take yourself more seriously with Coffee Supreme.
Want the truth, but can't handle it? Why don't you listen to the news? Want to post rants without all those annoying comments? Start a diary! Want biased, baseless, bourgeois babble? Read a blog! Want the news but not the weather?
The Wire. Saying it without spraying it. An institution in current affairs and analysis. Weekdays on 95BFM. Wiring together the crooked teeth of media with bracing news, reviews and interviews. And keeping you up to date on what's happening here in Huntley and in other places in the world as well. The Wire. Weekdays. Midday till 1 p.m. only on BFM.
At this radio station, we do our utmost to abide by the Broadcasting Standards Authority and their rules and guidelines. If you seriously think we've crossed the line on air, give us a call on 309 4831 within 20 working days of the broadcast date and tell us about it. We'll be able to help you out and tell you the procedure if you wish to make a formal complaint to the Broadcasting Standards Authority. Fuck knuckles, cock and piss. Balls. Thank you.
Thank you for that announcement. And how relevant is that?
Well, I wonder if we'll be getting any complaints.
I don't actually see any complaints. In fact, a lovely woman called Tanya, shout outs to you for texting in and saying that you're so stoked about the Dr. Dre and that you're enjoying yourselves. So,
I have to send a couple more texts in as well.
Yeah. It's just about the Pro Gear ad.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, that's right. Not about Dr. Dre. So.
Oh, okay. Cheers, yeah. Shout outs to our friends at ProGear.
And also thanks to the other person who texted in about the Christmas party and seeing my band soccer practice play.
Cool stuff.
Enjoying it.
All right. Well,
shout outs to myself. So.
Yeah. Shout outs to Geneva as well.
Just our shout outs to me. Yeah. Thanks.
You the best.
You the best.
So just looking at how this album was received and its legacy. So the album came out very well received critically and commercially. It went to number 3 in the US, sold over 5 million copies, and
what?
Really started a boom in hip-hop in LA that would last the rest of the decade.
Forever,
pretty much. It's still booming in LA right now.
Shebang.
Shebang. The critics were like, they were very impressed with the producing, the lyrics, the innovativeness, the progressive kind of nature of this record. And this album definitely helped put rap more into the pop charts in particular, and helped continue with the progress hip-hop made as a commercial force, which would only grow from here. And Dr. Dre's reputation as a producer also grew with this album, and it really is now seen as a bit of a tour de force of hip-hop production, and a massively influential album in this regard, especially in terms of G-Funk and the wider rap sound as well. I would say it's one of the best produced rap albums ever, and in terms of its long-term legacy, it, as I said earlier, it helped launch the careers of Snoop Dogg, Nate Dogg, Warren G, and is pretty much the defining West Coast rap album of the 90s, pretty much. As for Dr. Dre, well, he would go on to produce the likes of Tupac, Eminem. He's released two more albums, and obviously he's become a very, very rich man with the launch of Beats by Dre headphones. He's really what they call the ultimate mogul now.
Yeah.
He's a mogul.
Yeah, he's a mogul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with that... Shall we finish with the song?
Yes, we will. Usually the news is at the top of the hour, but we're just making some time for this track.
It's called Nothing But a G Thing, and it's probably the album that kicked off his solo career, reached number two in the US, and was actually named by XXL magazine as the top hip-hop track of the 90s.
All right. Thank you very much, Sam.
Featuring Snoop Dogg.
Thank you so much for coming in, and I'll see you in 2018.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure, and yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Cheers. Merry Christmas to you as well. Bye. Kakite.
Kakite.
One, two, three into the four. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up.
Cause you know we're about to rip shit up.
Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G-Thang, baby. Too low, death nigga, so we're crazy. Death Row is the label that pays me. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake this. But back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'ma let them understand. From a young G's perspective, and before me dig out a bitch, I have to find a contraceptive. You never know, she could be earning her man and learning her man, and at the same time burning her man. Now you know I ain't with that shit, Lieutenant. Ain't no pussy good enough to get burned while I'm offended. And that's realer than real deal, Holyfield. And now you hookers and hoes know how I feel. Well, if it's good enough to get broke off a proper chunk, I take a small piece of some of that funky stuff. It's like this and like that and like this, Anna. It's like that and like this and like that, Anna. It's like this and like that and like this, Anna. Drake creeped to the mic like a fan.
Well, I'm peeping and I'm creeping and I'm creeping. But I damn near got caught, cause my beeper kept beeping. Now it's time for me to make my impression felt. So sit back, relax, and strap on your seatbelt. You never been on a ride like this before. With a producer who can rap and control the maestro. At the same time with the dope rhyme that I kick. You know and I know I flow some old funky shit. To add to my collection, the selection symbolizes dope. Take a tote but don't choke. If you do, you have no clue of what me and my homie Snoop Dogg came to do.
It's like this and like that and like this and it's like that and like this and like that and it's like this.
And who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill to the next episode. On that ass, what a hell of a gangster lean. Getting funky on the mic like an old batch of collard greens. It's the capital S-O-S, I'm fresh and double O-P. D-O-double-G-Y-D-O-double-G, you see. Showing much flex when it's time to wreck a mic. Pimping hoes and clocking a grip like my name was Dolomite. Yeah, and it don't quit. I think they in the mood for some motherfucking G
hell
shit.
Yeah.
So Dre,
what up, dog?
Gotta give them what they want.
What's that, G?
We gotta break them off something.
Hell yeah.
And it's gotta be bumping.
City of Compton. This where it takes place, so a national attention. Mobbing like a motherfucker, but I ain't lynching. Dropping the funky shit that's making the sucker niggas mumble. When I'm on the mic, it's like a cookie, they all crumble. Try to get close, and your ass'll get smacked. My motherfucking homie, Doggy Dogg, has got my back. Never let me slip, cause if I slip, then I'm slipping. But if I got my Nina, then you know I'm straight tripping. And I'ma continue to put the rap down, put the Mac down. And if your bitches talk shit, I have to put the smack down. Yeah, and you don't stop. I told you I'm just like a clock. When I tick and I talk, but I'm never off, always on till the break of dawn. See you when PTO in and the city they call Long Beach. Putting the shit together like my nigga DOC. No one can do it better like this,
that and
this and it's like that and like this and like that and it's like this. Then who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill to the next episode.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.